For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. President Trump is lashing out over the anonymous New York Times editorial that criticized his leadership. He says he could think of maybe five people that might have written it.
People that either I don't like or respect, but they're there because in some cases they have to be governmentally, meaning they're protected. You know, we have a lot of people that are protected.
The New York Times has responded to the president in a statement. The editors expressed their confidence that the Justice Department won't participate in such a blatant abuse of government power. The paper says the president's threat underscores not just the need for a free press, but also why the Times must safeguard the author's identity. The president says the Justice Department should investigate who wrote the editorial, saying that people are disgusted that the Times ran the article in the first place. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ugh, you guys, I am so ready for the beach.
I'm not.
What? The trip is coming up soon.
Yeah, my beach body is nowhere close to where I want it to be.
Same here. I've got to lose some weight before we go.
Plus, I know you're going to want to post pictures from the trip all over Facebook.
Well, why don't you guys try Calitrin?
Calitrin? That sounds really familiar.
It's super easy to take, and it's even healthy for you. You just take it at bedtime, and it does all the work for you.
You're joking!
No, I'm not joking, and you're going to feel good taking it.
So I got the Calitrin, and I got into pants that I had not been into in a year and a half. It also took my hot flashes away.
Hey, this is Jeff, and I've been using Calitrin. I used to go to the chiropractor at least once a week. The Calitrin has definitely helped me, and I definitely recommend it to anybody.
This is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin, and I love it, and I've lost 45 pounds.
So where can I get Calitrin?
You can go to their website at toploss.com, or you can call them at 833-TOP-LOSS.
Former Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos, who was convicted of lying to the FBI during the Russia investigation, has been sentenced to 2 weeks in jail. His attorney, Thomas Green, thinks the judge was certain his sentencing was fair.
You know, some people will think the sentence is light. Some people may think it is heavy. But there's no doubt in my mind that the judge issued what he thought was a very fair sentence.
Papadopoulos says he's deeply embarrassed and ashamed. Former White House counsel during the Nixon administration, John Dean, expressed some of his concerns during the confirmation hearing of Supreme Court nominee Brett Kavanaugh before it wrapped up on Friday.
He would have the Congress immunize sitting presidents from both civil and criminal liability. Under Judge Kavanaugh's recommendation, if a president shot somebody in cold blood on Fifth Avenue, that president could not be prosecuted while in office.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. I'm a father of four, and I worry every day about this dangerous world. There are so many things that could go wrong. Economic collapse, stock market crash, terrorist attack, war with North Korea. There's a lot to worry about when it comes to protecting your income, assets, and your family's future. Thankfully, my good friends at Tangible Investments are your safe haven from the storm. Call now, and Tangible Investments will send you, absolutely free, a 1 ounce American Silver Eagle, along with your guide for investing in precious metals. To receive your free American Silver Eagle, call toll-free 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000.
The UN ambassador has plenty to say to Iran and Russia about supporting Syria. USA's Robin Walensky has the story.
At the United Nations, UN Ambassador Nikki Haley calls out Russia and Iran, accusing leaders in both countries of supporting Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. Haley speaking during a UN Security Council meeting.
Russia and Iran, as countries with influence over the regime, must stop this catastrophe. It is in their power to do so.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
A fast-growing wildfire has spread to 24,000 acres in Northern California, and fire crews have not yet been able to get a handle on it. The Delta Fire is largely confined within the Shasta Trinity National Forest near Redding. Officials fear it will expand eastward and merge with the Hertz Fire, which is mostly contained but has burned more than 45,000 acres. The sheriff's office said numerous structures are threatened by the fire, and at least three homes have been damaged or destroyed. California's largest freeway, Interstate 5, was closed overnight around Redding, where the car fire burned 229,000 acres and over 1,000 residences just a month ago. Some truckers had to unhitch their trailers and left them on the freeway to escape. The Forest Service said flames as tall as 300 feet were reported along the freeway. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.